Now, one of the main talking points at the moment will be from anyone, and I see some people have already been in touch with us this morning, anyone who's reading the Belfast Telegraph. They're putting the focus very much this morning on Cliftonville Football Club in the wake of the Jay Donnelly sentence yesterday. Now, they are asking a lot of questions with regards to Cliftonville, a lot of questions with regards to what it takes for a player to actually be sacked. And they have indeed invited input from the former Stormont Sports Minister, Edwin Poots, who is on the line and available to speak to us. Edwin Poots, good morning.
Good morning.
You are of the belief that Cliftonville should be much more proactive with regards to Jay Donnelly, who is now in prison and he's on the sex offenders register. What would you be expecting Cliftonville to do?
Well, Jay Donnelly being sent to jail yesterday, this was after an appeal, so he'd already been found guilty, he'd already been sentenced. So this was an appeal, so Cliftonville should have been prepared for yesterday's outcome because they've had plenty of time to do that. I think there's two aspects to what happened here. First of all, there was the underage aspect. So here was a young man who was involved with a girl who was still a child, and that was wrong in itself.
Yes, it's important to emphasise this was consensual sex. This was consensual sex. He was not found guilty of having sex with a child.
It doesn't matter whether it's consensual or non-consensual. At a certain age, it is still wrong.
Yes, but you're talking about the morality of it as opposed to the legalities of it.
Well, in terms of people who are a particular age, they are not deemed to be responsible enough to make that decision themselves, whether it's consensual or non-consensual, and that's that aspect. The other aspect of it, of course, was the sexting. And it was the fact that something is now on the World Wide Web, which can be seen by millions of people, which is demeaning and damaging to the young girl for the rest of her life. And, you know, there has to be, you know, a message sent out to people that this is entirely wrong. It is humiliating. It is something which will cause devastation to other people's lives. And it's not that an unusual thing. That there's lots of others who have done it. It doesn't make it any better. These people do need to be sent a very clear and direct message that it is entirely inappropriate, it's entirely wrong. That aspect of it is entirely non-consensual. Nobody had consented to having an image of them sent right around the world. And this is something that he is engaged in, and it is something that a message needs to be sent out to everybody that it is entirely inappropriate. Now, Jay Donnelly is obviously involved in something which is very public, which is playing football. And, you know, if in a number of months' time Cliftonville Football Club thinks that they can have him back after he gets out of jail and he goes out there and plays a game and fans are cheering him for scoring goals and so forth, that would be an entirely inappropriate situation.
I just want to absolutely emphasise for anyone listening who isn't familiar with the story that Jay Donnelly was jailed yesterday for sharing an indecent image of a child. That's what he was found guilty of. That's what he is in prison for. And that's why he is on the sex offenders register. A lot of hard questions are being asked of Cliftonville this morning in the Belfast Telegraph. And some people in touch with us are saying that the paper in itself is being unfair towards Cliftonville Football Club. You're obviously not someone who subscribes to that.
Absolutely not, because they haven't the opportunity to actually deal with the matter, in that it has been ongoing for a long period of time. So Cliftonville Board could have quite easily have it met at this point and had a decision ready for whatever the outcome would have been yesterday, and therefore they would have been in a position to say, yes, we are wholly dissatisfied with the actions of our player, and as a consequence he will no longer be a player for Cliftonville Football Club. Our contract is terminated with them. They could have been in that position, but they have evidently chosen not to be in that position.
Do you think he will return as a footballer in any capacity, or is part of the sentence is the wrong one, but part of the punishment for what he did, the ongoing abuse that he will get wherever he actually plays?
Well, there's no doubt that he will get abuse wherever he plays, and that's just a matter of fact that the terraces are fairly hostile places at the best of times for opposition players, and then if someone has done something like this, they will actually be a magnet for that hostility, and that's a decision for Cliftonville as well. But in terms of it, I think Cliftonville's decision is the one that's important. It's not what other fans do. It's what Cliftonville Football Club does. And Cliftonville Football Club, in my view, have a responsibility to send a very clear message out that some of the laddie's behaviour that's in football is deemed unacceptable and is shown to be unacceptable by actually going that step further and saying, actually, you're not welcome to be on our team given how you've conducted yourself.
With regards to the IFA, they're launching an investigation and they may charge him with bringing the game into disrepute. You believe that is the right process for the IFA to follow?
Yes, absolutely. And I would expect that they will go through that process with due diligence and arrive at an outcome. And, you know, I can't predict what their outcome will be, but I would expect that it'll be a rational one.
Some people suggesting, and it's no surprise that this would come to the fore on a morning like this, that there is something of a mixed message coming maybe from the world of football generally, and no one is in any way diluting what Jay Donnelly has been found guilty of, or indeed what he's been sent to prison for. But there have been other high-profile examples of players and ex-players involving themselves in behaviour that could easily have been described as bringing the game into disrepute. And the most obvious example that people constantly remind us of, and I see a lady called Gwen is making a reference to it this morning, the memory of George Best, a drink driver, a person who carried out domestic violence against his wives. He's got a lounge named after him at the National Stadium. So surely you can see Gwen's point that there is a mixed message there. Quite rightly, they're asking questions of Jay Donnelly, but they're adoring and honouring George Best.
I think, in general, footballers' behaviour is something that people, you know, observe and watch. And sadly, quite often it lets the players down. Sometimes there's just too much money. It's very attractive to a lot of the girls, and a lot of the behaviour that you'd watch, particularly in the Premier League, would be behaviour which is far from tasteful, and there's lots of things that go on that the general public wouldn't be particularly happy with if they knew exactly what was going on. But in this particular case, someone has been charged and has been charged with an offence against a child. They've been charged with an offence that has led to a jail sentence, and that's what we have to deal with in terms of the Jay Donnelly case, and that's what we have to measure in the Jay Donnelly case, is that he has committed an offence which has led to a prison sentence. He has committed an offence against a child, and we need to judge it upon that basis, as opposed to starting comparing, well, was this bad as this or was this bad as that or the other.
So you don't get a sense of mixed messages?
No, I think what's in front of us has to be dealt with us on the basis of what has been brought forward. And what has been brought forward is that an offence was committed against a child, against a minor, and it's an offence that has led to a jail sentence. And consequently, Cliftonville Football Club have to judge it on that basis. If the courts of the land find that this young man was guilty of an offence which led to a reasonably significant jail sentence, and then the football club have to decide, is that an appropriate person to be playing for us, and is it jail sentence in itself enough, or we as a club have to step in and demonstrate that we disapprove of what he has done as well, and that involves them taking actions.
Okay. Edwin Poots, former sports minister, thank you very much indeed. And just to be doubly emphasising what Jay Donnelly was found guilty of, I repeat, he was jailed yesterday for sharing an indecent image of a child. And we should emphasise that the sex was consensual and the person he had sex with was the age of consent. 0289 033 105, 077 66 105 105. Fionnuala Meredith has a point that, not a point, she's here at our invitation, but has some points that she's prepared to make on this issue. Fionnuala, some people are saying that the Belfast Telegraph has been very heavy on Cliftonville Football Club this morning.
What I think is that there's far too many people, Frank, who are willing to make excuses for the bad or even criminal behaviour of sportsmen in this country. Obviously, we have the case of Jay Donnelly, now jailed for sharing that indecent image of a child. A moment ago, you mentioned George Best, who, of course, as everyone knows, was guilty of domestic violence, beating up his wife. What did we do? Name an airport after him. There was a recent discussion, there was some idea of a statue being put up to Alex Higgins, the snooker player, who was also guilty of violence. I think we have a huge problem with domestic violence in this country. And I know that's not what we're talking about with Donnelly, but just to broaden it out, we have a huge problem with that and with the way women are treated more generally. So I don't think anybody should be making any excuses for Donnelly. What I can't understand is why Cliftonville haven't kicked him out already. He entered a guilty plea last November. And why is he still there?
Well, a number of questions are being asked by the Telegraph this morning, and they say these are the questions Cliftonville won't answer. Will the club now terminate Donnelly's contract? If not, why not? Also, was Cliftonville aware that Donnelly had pleaded guilty when he played in the Linfield game on November 24th, 2018, the day after his court appearance when he entered his guilty plea? Furthermore, they ask, has Donnelly received a salary or any form of remuneration while on suspension from Cliftonville? Did Donnelly attend or use any club training facilities or club sessions while on suspension? They further ask, the court previously heard Donnelly shared the image with a friend and a WhatsApp group, including 10 members, a WhatsApp group with 10 members, including some of the Cliftonville players. Does Cliftonville know who these players, who these people are? And they also asked the question, are any other Cliftonville players and or staff members being investigated by the club in relation to this case? And finally, is the club conducting a review into guidance issued to players and or staff following this case? Apparently Cliftonville were asked all those questions by the Belfast Telegraph, but they haven't answered any of them. Just with regards to what you're saying about the naming of the airport, because Gwyn brought this up and is saying that she feels there's a mixed message coming from the IFA, who are pursuing Jay Donnelly in terms of bringing the game into disrepute. Not only is the airport named after George Best, who was someone who visited domestic violence upon his partners, and he was also found guilty of drink driving, but not only is the airport named after him, but the lounge at the National Stadium is named after him, where people are invited for hospitality. She feels that that's a mixed message coming from the IFA.
Well, I think it does speak to an ambivalence, to put it in the kindest possible way, that there has been in the past towards sportsmen who have been found guilty of various types of horrible or indeed criminal behaviour. So, you know, I think we need to wake up to this. We need to stop making excuses for these people. We need to realise the impact of their actions and the seriousness of their actions. In this case, what has happened is a girl, a 16-year-old girl, has been absolutely humiliated and criminally treated. So, you know, we need to, instead of making excuses for people like Donnelly or excuses for Cliftonville or excuses for the IFA or whatever other body, we need to say, no, this is incredibly serious and he shouldn't still be receiving payment from the club. He should go.
Following in the footsteps of an example across in Sunderland, where Adam Johnson was very much involved in the news for quite a while, and people at Sunderland actually had to step down in the wake of that particular case when the timeline was viewed the same way that the timeline is being viewed here by the Belfast Telegraph. You get a sense that footballers who do what is absolutely wrong, they are cut far too much slack.
Yes, I think so. But I think the broader public mentality needs to change as well, because footballers are often, you know, hero worshipped. Well, especially someone like George Best, of course, who was on the international stage. But even local footballers, there's that element that, you know, you've got the footballers and you've got the fans, and there's a lot of emotion and passion involved, and people have this tribal loyalty to their club. I understand all that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having loyalty to a football club, but I am saying is that what's far more important is to recognise the utter grotesqueness of this offence and the seriousness of it, and put aside those tribal loyalties and recognise that this needs to be punished, not only by a jail sentence, but also by the losing of his contract.
I'm just looking at the texts and the emails that are coming through. Quite a few people saying that what Jay Donnelly has done, understandably, what he has done is worse than what other people have done. And, you know, they're for example, saying that we shouldn't be talking about drink driving, that that's not something that's comparable. But surely it is something that brings the game into disrepute. So therefore, action needs to be taken against high profile people within football who are found guilty of drink driving. If it is domestic violence that they've involved themselves in, if it is, as one footballer in recent times was filmed performing in a semi-naked way, a lewd act in Belfast City Centre, all of that is bringing the game into disrepute. But Jay Donnelly's crime is much more serious than any of those that I have referred to.
Yeah, well, I think there's a spectrum, but I don't think any, that's why I think there should be no excuses made here, because no one can be in doubt that this sex offender he's on the sex offenders register, he's a convicted sex offender. He's in jail now. You know, I mean, this is clear cut, surely. Why has Cliftonville not acted already? And, you know, what are the sponsors of that club making of this? Because, by God, there's a heck of a lot of emphasis placed now on, you know, reputational damage. Are the sponsors happy with Cliftonville that they are continuing to have a contract with this man?
Well, lots of questions are being asked, and as I say, we were, of course, like every other media organisation, in touch with Cliftonville as well, but they are not offering anyone for comment at this moment in time. Fionnuala, it's good speaking to you, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. Fionnuala Meredith there, who contributes to a number of publications, including the Belfast Telegraph, from time to time. It's coming up on 25 past nine. Good morning. 028 90 treble 3 105. It's a great song, that, isn't it? She's like the wind. It's a cold wind that's blowing about today. It's not very stiff, but it is pretty cool. Right, good morning to you. This is the U105 phone. And let me speak to Stephen Beacom, who follows everything to do with sport and football in particular. Morning, Stephen.
Morning, Frank.
Stephen, you also have an association, of course, with the Belfast Telegraph. You're not a staff member there any longer, but you spent a considerable amount of time with the Belfast Telegraph. Some people being critical this morning, saying the Belfast Telegraph's targeting Cliftonville. But they're asking some very relevant questions this morning.
Oh, without doubt. You know, and these questions have to be answered. We're referring, of course, to the Jay Donnelly case. I think what most people want to know is what Cliftonville are going to do next in relation to Jay Donnelly, whether he still has a future at the football club or whether they are going to release him. My understanding, Frank, is that there are some very influential board members at Cliftonville who feel the time has come for a parting of the ways between themselves and Jay Donnelly. Obviously, Jay Donnelly has gone to jail, and it's a case now of when Cliftonville are going to make this announcement. They have said that they're going to look at their disciplinary procedures, and a lot of people believe that Cliftonville should have been on top of this from the word go, because this case has been going on for quite some time. Cliftonville have been criticised. Obviously, on your show today, people have got different views on the subject. But we also have to think, and this is the huge issue here, we have to think about the victim and her family and all that they have gone through, because this, for me, is the most important. These are the most important people to think about right now. Jay Donnelly obviously is going to be serving a prison term for 3 months. He has apologised to the victim and has said that he hopes that this gives her some closure and she can move on with her life. And obviously everyone wishes the victim all the best for the rest of her life and hope that she can move on. But for Cliftonville, they have a big decision to make, and it's only right that they answer these questions. And also, the RSFA have got decisions to make too, Frank. They are considering a disrepute charge for Jay Donnelly, and if that comes to pass, they will then have to decide what punishment he faces, and that could be a lengthy ban. But yeah, this story, while the case has been closed, the story has not finished, that's for sure.
When it comes to bringing the game into disrepute, and I mentioned this to Fionnuala when she was on with us, and I think to Edwin Poots as well, it was a lady called Gwen who brought it up with some detail in what she's saying. She gets a sense of mixed messages coming from the world of football. Would that be the bar, so to speak, that if you go to jail, you're bringing the game into disrepute, and as a result of that, it's not the being jailed that brings the disrepute, but the crime you committed, if it ends in a jail sentence, then that merits being considered for bringing the game into disrepute. It's a pretty high bar when you consider what some other footballers and people representing football have done down the years, and they haven't been put through the process that Jay Donnelly is likely to be put through.
Well, from a personal perspective, Frank, I don't believe that should be the bar. I believe that footballers can do things that are wrong, and they don't necessarily have to go to jail for them to be held in disrepute. Certainly, I think that would be a very, very high bar to set. The RSFA yesterday, I thought they set they struck the right tone with their statement when they said the safeguarding of children remains the highest priority of the association, and our sympathy is with the victim and her family in this case. Now, I guess they have to follow it up, and if this disrepute case comes to pass, which I'd be amazed if it doesn't, there's going to be so many people watching out to see what punishment is handed down. That's not just inside football, Frank. That is going to be outside football. In terms of Jay Donnelly, he has got a lot of questions to answer himself when he gets out of jail, whether he wants to continue his football career. This guy is one of the most talented young players in Irish League football. He has had a fantastic couple of years on the pitch where he has played some superb football. But will he want to take the stick that is going to come his way if he sets a foot on a football pitch again? The other factor is, will any clubs in the Irish League want Jay Donnelly? Because I am certain managers, chairmen, other players won't want the bad publicity that goes with having Jay Donnelly at their club. So you could see Jay Donnelly perhaps try to move to a different league, or maybe even start his football career at a lower league level and try to build it up that way. But when Jay Donnelly plays again, if he plays again, you just know that is going to be a match which it's going to take up a lot of publicity. There'll be cameras there. There'll be all sorts there. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future, that's for sure.
He is entitled to continue his career, however. If he carried out any other form of work, he would be entitled to look for a job. His current employer may sack him because he brought that group or that company into disrepute. But he's entitled to apply for jobs in the future and to use the skills he has to apply for a job. If he was a banker or a bricklayer or whatever, he could go and look for other work in another place. Because it's football, it makes it more difficult for him to get the job because of the public viewing of him carrying out his role. So is he going to be disadvantaged for the rest of what is basically, he's a young man, the rest of his sporting career, which could be another 10 years. Is he going to be disadvantaged now in a way that another worker wouldn't be disadvantaged?
Well, before all this happened, Jay Donnelly was looked upon as an exceptional young talent in Irish League football. Now, I believe whenever people think of the name Jay Donnelly, this court case is going to come to the fore. And, of course, that is going to be in people's minds whenever they decide whether they should employ Jay Donnelly in the future as a footballer. You're spot on, Frank, in what you say. The fact is, football is very much in the public eye. If he plays for another Irish League club, there's going to be thousands of people watching on a weekly basis, and he is going to come in for some serious stick. It's whether he wants to go through that. It's also whether clubs want to go through that and managers. There'll be certain players who won't want Jay Donnelly in the dressing room alongside them in their own team. So chairman, managers are going to have to take account of all of these things. But ultimately, Jay Donnelly's the one who's going to have to decide whether he wants to be playing football again in the future.
Stephen, thank you very much indeed. Stephen Beacom, sports writer, sports broadcaster. This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning.